One early morning, our furnace in the basement started making a horrible noise. It was so bad, I was just sure it was on fire. I was so afraid it was on fire that I could hardly get out of bed to go down and take a look. Well, it wasn't on fire, but it was vibrating like crazy. After shutting it down, I pulled the front cover off and looked in. Of all things, the hamster we were keeping for some friends had escaped and found its way to the basement and into the squirrel cage fan of the furnace. Now that's interesting, a hamster in a squirrel cage fan. Maybe it just wanted to exercise. Well, anyway, about that time, the furnace kicked in, giving the hamster the ride of its life and throwing the whole thing out of balance. When I pulled it out, it tried to bite me. A ride like that would make anybody cranky, and along with being unfriendly, it couldn't walk straight. All it could do was go round and round. The moral of that story? If you get into things you shouldn't, you're just going to end up going in circles. I mean, that's all there's to it. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Check out KHNC's new Life Wave Info Podcast at 1360KHNC.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you look around you? Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360, KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday, the programs are here in Studio B on the internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And again, the first hour is archived also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The Syrian war, this is the indicator with Bashar al-Assad leaving Damascus and reports saying that Russia's leaving Syria. Russia leaving Syria is inaccurate. Bashar al-Assad leaving Syria is in the Bible. Eventually, in Amos chapter 1, the ruler of Damascus, of the area, would leave. It has just happened. That prophecy has just been fulfilled. Bashar al-Assad has left a vacuum, and with that vacuum, you're going to have all of the Islamic forces, and they're springing up out of nowhere, men who have some power. They are starting groups that they are becoming the leaders of these groups. And there's a war. There's going to be a conflict with all of these Islamic groups, some funded by the United States, some funded by Iran, some funded by Turkey, some funded by Russia. They're all being funded. Hezbollah being funded by Lebanon. Then you have the military, Syrian military, which is being funded by the government. And Israel is bombing the ammunition or the weapons depots, airfields. And Israel has to do this. It is part of a prophecy about Damascus. In Amos chapter 1, the first verses of Amos 1. And all of the palaces of Ben-Hadad are going to be destroyed, meaning all of the groups that hold power, you might say, and all their little palaces are going to be eliminated. And then Damascus as a city is going to be completely burned with fire. Assad cannot be there. I don't know how long ago it was that I'd have to go back and go through some of the programs over a year ago where I had stated that when Damascus was destroyed, Israel would destroy Damascus. And when the destruction would come, Bashar al-Assad and his family would no longer be in Syria, in Damascus. They would take harbor in Russia. And I see this in the scripture. I see this in the Bible. So my view is what the scripture says. And it did say here in Isaiah, in Amos chapter 1, that I'll read it to you. I will punish the people of Damascus for their many crimes they did, all these crimes throughout the last 3,000 years toward the children of Israel, 3,400 years ago. God doesn't forget. They crushed the people of Gilead with iron threshing tools. I'm going to start a fire in Hazael's house, that will destroy the great palaces of Ben-Hadad, all of the groups of power. I will open the gates of Damascus, break open the gates of Damascus, and remove the one who sits on the throne. The one who has been seated on this throne in the valley of Avon has been moved. Bashar al-Assad has ruled Damascus from about 2000. His father ruled Syria, not just Damascus, but Syria, since 1971. So this family, the one who has been seated on the throne in Damascus in the Valley of Avon, he has been removed. The destruction of Damascus is very near. And in conjunction with the destruction of Damascus, we will have the present-day Jordan. The armies of Jordan are going to now engage with Israel, with the IDF, and they're going to be destroyed. It says here that God is going to remove the symbol of power from Beth Eden, and the Arameans will be defeated. So all of these families, all of these Arab, well, these aren't so much Arab. I have to think about this a second. Yes, some of them are. The Syrians, I don't think are, I think they're like Iran. I don't think they are considered to be Arabs. They're considered to be more European. And that the best way I can describe it is Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth was the family that would move to the north, and I think on Iran, Turkey, and I believe Syria, and the families of Ham would be further south, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, etc. I don't think they're considered to be Arab families. But all of the groups that are in power that set up, you might say, their palaces, their points of power are going to be destroyed. And who's going to do it? The United States? No. Russia? No. The nation that will destroy Damascus is Israel. And I believe that will be Benjamin Netanyahu here in the next few months, possibly. I'll return to continue The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds, from minor cuts to large bleeding wounds. Tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
In the time frame of the war that takes place in Syria, it begins in what we call the area of the Gaza Strip. And it's also in Amos chapter 1 and beginning in verse 6. God said that because of the evil that has been perpetrated on the Jewish people for thousands of years, going back 3,500 years, God said here in Amos 6, I'm going to punish the people of Gaza for the crimes that they did. It was an area which would be called Philistia, not the area of the Philistines. It's just an area where the Philistines, an ancient country, the Philistines, not Palestinians, Philistines, for their crimes, God says that he's going to punish them. They took an entire nation of people. They sent them as slaves to Edom, which would be Jordan. So I'm going to start a fire at the wall of Gaza that will destroy the high towers in Gaza. The fire, the war began on October 7th and 8th and continued to the present day. And again, he's saying that God is going to destroy all of the power structure in the Gaza area, in the strip. And I'm going to destroy the one who sits on the throne in Ashdod. I will destroy the king who holds a scepter in Ashkelon. I will punish the people of Ekron. And the Philistines who are still alive will die. This is the Gaza War. It began there. Then it moves north. And it's right here in Amos chapter 1. It goes up to, it starts with Hamas, and it goes north to Hezbollah in the area of Phoenicia, which is in Tyre, which would be in Lebanon. He says, I will punish the people of Tyre for the many crimes they did. They took an entire nation, sent them as slaves to Edom. To Edom. And they did the same thing that the people in Gaza did. They did not remember the agreement they had made with their brothers. So I'm going to start a fire at the walls of Tyre that will destroy the high towers of Tyre. So the power structures in Lebanon has also been destroyed. And Israel has been targeting all of the high commanding leaders. This is what it is saying. All these leaders that have the positions of power are going to be destroyed. It doesn't stop there. Then it says Edom, which is in the center of the Gaza, is in the center of Jordan. You have Ammon Jordan to the north. You have the Edomites are completely to the far south. These are the children of Esau, Jacob, the children of Esau. And he says, and so this war is going to be heavy in southern Jordan. I'm going to punish the people of Edom for your many crimes. You chased your brother with a sword and showed him no mercy. Edom's anger never stopped. He kept tearing and tearing at Israel like a wild animal. These are brothers, two brothers who have been fighting for 3,700 years, Jacob and Esau. God is going to punish Esau in the area of Edom severely also. And this is coming very shortly when the war in Jordan begins. Then he says he's going to punish the Ammonites. These are the area around Ammon Jordan to the north. I will punish the Ammonites for the many crimes they did. They killed pregnant women in Gilead. The Ammonites did this so they could take the land and make their country larger. So I will start a fire at the wall of Rabbah. I will destroy the high towers of Rabbah. Troubles will come to them like a whirlwind into their country. Then their kings and leaders will be captured and will be taken together. This is what the Lord said. This is interesting. In present-day Jordan, when Israel begins the campaign in Jordan against King Hussein II and his children, they're not going to be destroyed. They're going to be taken captive. it says that the king in, or the one who rules in Damascus, is going to be removed. He's going to leave. This occurred with Bashar al-Assad, Assad going to Russia. Now, King Hussein II and his families, his son and his grandchildren, says they're going to be taken captive. They're not going to be destroyed. The leaders in the Gaza war and the Hamas and the Hezbollah conflict, these leaders were eliminated severely in the open, punished openly. But not in present-day Jordan, or not in Amman, Jordan, where the center of the power structure in Jordan is, Amman. He says they're going to be taken together. In other words, they're not going to be killed. They're going to be hostage. Can you imagine what is going to happen when Israel takes King Hussein and the royals of Jordan, Amman area, Amman, Jordan, not down south, the leaders down south in the area with the children of Esau, they're going to be punished. They're going to be destroyed. But in the area of northern Jordan, Amman, Jordan, where these families live, they're going to be taken captive. You think the world is screaming now when Israel holds these people captive? Can you imagine the roar of the countries? How dare you hold the king and the royals of Jordan, put them, incarcerate them? Oh, there's going to be screaming. You think they're screaming and they're upset about what's happening in Gaza? This is not a genocide in Gaza. This is a war. The genocide, if there is a genocide and ethnic cleansing, it is the terrorist groups planning to cause genocide and ethnic cleansing on the children of Israel and the Jewish people. But for Israel to take the royals captive, it'd be like the United States going into England, taking Charles, big-eared Charlie, and his wife, and the Harry and William and their wives and their children, putting them in prison. Can you imagine the outcry? Imagine the, people's heads will blow up. You think people's heads blew up when Donald Trump won the election? That's a different kind of crime. But Israel is commanded to let them live, to keep them alive. Why? Because these families are going to have a place in the future, in the millennial kingdom, when Christ returns. Christ wants to have families from the area of Jordan, central Jordan, from the area of the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, Syria. He wants these families, he wants people from these ancient families to live in the millennial kingdom. And with the royals, he's going to keep them alive. So Amos chapter 1 is talking about Gaza, talking about Lebanon, Syria, the destruction of Damascus, and the war that is coming in present-day Jordan. Who's going to carry it out? Israel. When is it going to be carried out? It's already begun. We're nearing the end of it. When Jordan gets involved, the conflict is going to be very swift. Israel is going to win this war quickly. When Damascus is destroyed, with all the terrorist groups that are huddling there right now, fighting to be the top of the heap, the top of the hill, when they're eliminated, there's going to be a big power vacuum. There's going to be a vacuum in the Islamic world like you've never seen. Then Russia, Turkey, Iran, these big nations, they're not going to be able to just sit back. They are going to, they're already discussing the problem. The problem being Israel. The solution, bring their armies into northern, into the area of Jordan, the nation of Jordan. Up in Ukraine, right now, Ukraine is like a cow. And Germany and France and Romania, Hungary, United States, these nations, France, are all looking at that cow and they're deciding who's going to get what cut, who's going to get the fillets, who's going to get the New York steaks, who's going to get what. And they all want to be involved. They all want a territory. France needs more food. They want part of the breadbasket. Germany, all of these nations, Germany especially, they want the industrial areas of Ukraine, which is, I think, the southern part. Poland is going to get some of it also. So while we sleep, these nations, they're deciding who's going to get what cut, who's going to get the the shoulder, the rump roast, who's going to get what. And Russia is in a strait. Russia has its back against a wall, and the only remedy, the only solution, and Russia, Vladimir Putin, and the Russian military, they do not want to have to move into a new theater of war in the Middle East. Russia's involved in Ukraine, involved now in Syria. Russia's not going anywhere, and the United States knows it. We know it. We know Russia, even though Bashar al-Assad is gone, Russia is still heavily involved financially and militarily in Syria. But the conundrum is which of these Islamic groups, who is going to be the group to basically take over what they believe to be the power center of Syria in Damascus? Well, there are going to be many of these groups coming into that area, and Israel's going to take them all out in a single swoop. It'll be done in a day, I would think. I don't think it's going to take a week. I know it won't take 2 weeks. And Israel right now has the advantage, has the edge, taking out the military sites, the strategic centers, destroying the airfields. There's no movement of weapons from the north, south, yes, some from the east to the west, not too much. And then with Israel, I believe, working in concert with the CIA or the United States government, once again, the cell phones that explode, these different walkie-talkies, these handheld devices are exploding. No communication. No communication. Once again, there's a blackout. This is great. Gives Israel great advantage. Okay, hold on. I'll be back for the next segment in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Radio listeners, this is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
The other war taking place is in France, where Donald Trump went to have the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral that had been destroyed with fire. What was it, a couple years ago? 2-3 years ago? But anyhow, he was meeting with all of these heads of Europe. Macron, God not with us, Macron. And Macron's wife, Donald Trump, stood in between Emmanuel Macron and Emmanuel Macron's male wife. That must have been really odd, strange. Here you have three men in a photo, and one of them is dressed like a woman. And Macron is a fairly young man. And his wife is like a fairly old man. What's the age difference? Like 18 years between Emmanuel and his wife or his male lover. This is what Christ said would happen in the years before his return. That there would be nothing but chaos, deception, internationally. Deception. You have the French president married to a man, and this mainstream media has done a great job in covering the truth. You have Justin Trudeau, who is the son of Fidel Castro. He's not the son of Pierre Trudeau. Justin's mother and Castro were lovers. And even Justin's brother, who killed himself here, what, 6 years ago, admitted that Justin got all the attention. And his half-brother was never recognized by the family. So he killed himself. Then you have a former U.S. president and his male wife. These things that are true are too difficult to accept. They're too difficult to accept. The leaders of the world know that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are men. The whole world knows that. But the power of the media in the United States of America is too strong. We are daily being bombarded with the big lie. And the bigger the lie, the more believable. And the whole world here in Europe, now these men of power, why do they want to come? Most of them are not even religious. Macron isn't Catholic. These leaders from these other nations are, for the most part, Orthodox. But they come to the opening, the rededication of the Notre Dame. They didn't come for the grand opening. They came to see Donald Trump. And even Joe Biden, his wife Jill. Joe didn't attend. Jill was there, and you could see Donald and Jill getting along just fine. And Jill, you could see the old flashing the old eyebrows. I think she's in love with Donald. And there's comment everywhere about Jill and just looking at him adoringly. And then as he goes down the line to shake the hands of these different very powerful prime ministers and presidents of the countries with their wives, shucks. The wives, their hearts were pounding fast when it came time for them to shake hands with Donald Trump. And they were probably waiting for some of these girls to pass out. This is upsetting the powers in the United States of America like you cannot believe. And nobody's there. Little Chucky Schumer, he wasn't there. Nancy Pelosi, who is supposedly a Catholic, I didn't see her face. I don't think she was invited. She was unfriended. You don't see any of these people, but the respect of these individuals there at that dedication or reopening, this was the dignity and the respect and the honor that the president-elect should have. And he once again received it, but he's got to fly over an ocean to attend. As now, again, for the Christian people, as a Christian believer, once again, he is representing evangelical Christianity in a Catholic setting. Many of you may understand what I'm saying. Most of you may not. Donald Trump is an evangelical Christian. He is not a Catholic. But we are the Catholics, the church in Thyatira, the Greek churches. There were members there from the Greek or the Greek churches, whether it might be Greek or Hungarian Orthodox, whatever. Donald Trump is representing the evangelical Christians in a Catholic setting. And this is being viewed by Catholics internationally. These are two brother religions in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, the seven lampstands on the world stage and in a respectful, honorable way. This is what's happening is unbelievable. What's going on in this world presently is you need to have 48-hour days to just absorb everything that's going on. This is another historic event with Donald Trump. Once again, he's being honored. He's been given the respect, the dignity that is due him as the president-elect of the United States of America. And he's got to go. He must go to Europe this time, to a world in Europe which is ancient families that have been involved in witchcraft for thousands of years. And Donald Trump is once again representing evangelical Christianity, but more than that, he's representing the Lord Jesus. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Attention business owners. Are you tired of complicated, overpriced health care plans that don't meet your needs?
I'm Michelle. I want to help you find a solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits your employees will love. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what employers are looking for: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
I don't know how much longer Donald Trump is going to be on the international stage. I hope it's quite a while, but I know by this time next year he won't be. I am still apprehensive. I'm not sure that he's going to be sworn in January. There are more articles and more talk videos about he is continuing to be a target for assassination. And I don't believe he will be assassinated when he exits the political world, being forced out. I think he'll be given options. Take your family and move, or promise you won't engage any longer and be a focus in the media. I don't know what the options will be. I don't think he's going to be assassinated. If anything, he might legitimately just die in his sleep. I don't know. That he is going to be replaced by Barack Obama, I have no doubt about that. When that will be, that is, I can't tell you. I don't know. I do know it's got to be in the next year. I would think that with what's happening in Syria presently, this Israel has such great momentum in the conflict in every war zone. Israel is undefeatable. Israel is moving quickly. Hamas, they realize they are so, the Hamas fighters, demoralized is not the way to put it. These people, no matter where they go, they can't communicate. They're targets. In Lebanon, Hezbollah, the continued airstrikes, they have to be so, these fighters have to be so given to die for the cause that they'll stay in the battle. Many of the Hamas and Hezbollah militia, they're not all in. They're not willing to give up their lives for needlessly. Then in Syria, you have all the dogs, all the wolves coming to the carcass. There's a vacuum. The great sucking sound of all the new Islamic leaders coming to the carcass, coming to control. And the United States, we're sitting back. We have our forces in Syria, but we are funding, continuing to fund. I'd like to see who's getting what. Not only funding, but with arms. Who's getting weapons? How are we getting weapons to our Islamic forces? Russia, once again, in a strait. They don't need another theater of war, of conflict. They have enough with helping Iran to stay out of a war, direct war with Israel. Russia's having to talk to the Islamic leaders, to their military, and to the Islamic groups. Do not push Israel. Russia is having to contain that situation, and now another situation in Syria. The hooks are being put in the jaws of Russia every day. Vladimir Putin is holding out. He is doing everything possible to not have to escalate into Ukraine. He knows the reports came out by what was his name I was listening to. He was talking about it from Italy. What is his name? He's talking about intel that the Italian government got. Leo Zagami, stating that Russia had found out that Germany and France and Poland and Hungary and England and they're all getting ready to peace out Western Ukraine. And Zelensky, he knows it, and Zelensky doesn't want that. And then Zelensky wants NATO to, wants Ukraine to be NATO, but he's got a problem. Russia owns the eastern part of Ukraine, and Zelensky is saying, we can't have just the area that we hold. We need eastern Ukraine also. It's complicated, but it is understandable. And Zugami talking about how all of these European nations are ready now to pounce on the carcass. Another carcass. You got the carcass in Ukraine, the carcass in Syria. Islamic groups are ready to pounce on the, trying to be the power structure in Damascus. And they don't know. God is drawing them into a trap. And Israel is going to destroy them with one swoop. We are witnessing unbelievable things happening in the world. And then with the president, Donald Trump, here all these foreign leaders now treating him finally with dignity and respect. Why? Because he is going to bring out the big stick on them once he resumes power. And the big stick, economic dollars. I'll be back with Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at wagnerelectricco.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Now that we're in the last few minutes, I want to mention that being in at Notre Dame, there in Paris, Trump, these people that are there, these people, for the most part, I guess I can condense it and put them all into the same, what would you call it? They are ancient ruling families that have held power for hundreds of years. And many of these people that are there, many are not even in political leaders, but they have been held captive. They and maybe their parents and their children, many have been held captive because they're in the occult. In Notre Dame? Well, sure. How many of these individuals there were Jesuits, families, Catholics? And these Catholic families are Jesuit families. And the other leaders that were there, I'd like to take time and see who was who. You have Macron. Macron, he is a programmed by who? The man that he's married to. These people are in the region, the shadow and the region of darkness. This is where Christ initially, when he began his ministry, he went into that region where these people lived in the shadow of darkness. This is Europe. This is the European families. They're in a region of darkness. Donald Trump, as an ambassador, yes, as the president-elect, but on the spiritual side, as a born-again believer, a representative of Jesus Christ, he does carry the Holy Spirit with him within. He's the most genuine president of the previous six, starting from Carter to the present. He is the individual that is the most genuine, honorable. He is the most, has the most dignity. He's the one who has the greatest care for people. It's evident, even though people are blind to it. And the nations of the world and these people that were in Notre Dame, I'm telling you, Christ needed to be represented in that kingdom of Thyatira, the kingdom of the Catholic Church, Revelation chapter 1. Thyatira is the Catholic Church. And once again, when Trump became president the first time, he visited the Vatican with a Jesuit priest who is not even a believer, but still Christ goes to the regions and the shadows, the areas of death. And he visits European leaders again. I don't know if he'll ever be able to visit European leaders again. We're going to have to wait and see. But for today, we're done. Podcasts on 1360khnc.com podcast section, present true site.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.